Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is February the 20th, 2015. As we continue on Black History Month, as well as our Growth Month this year, we're going to be giving you guys some today's topic. We're going to be giving you some tools and tips in reference to building and growing your network in the area where you do business, as well as how to master the two key parts of your online presence. If you have a website, if you're on social media, if you are in the directories, you will want to know this information. So we're going to be diving into that. But I want to make some announcements, though. I want to thank everyone for tuning in each and every week to GTE Professional Network Radio. Here we've been doing this now for the past 3 years, and we're just really assisting and helping everybody to build and grow their network in the area where they do business, whether it be small businesses, churches, or nonprofit organizations. Our goal is to help each and every one of you across the country and around the world to build your network successfully and making sure that you have the active parts that you need to grow your business and your network. And utilizing what we call the WIN formula will give you all of the things you need to build your network successfully, what's important now. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you again, and this is going to be a great topic that we're going to be presenting and sharing with everybody as we build up the levels so we can help everybody to connect correctly on reference to their business. And so with that, I want to share with you these tools and tips that we're doing right now in reference to that so you can build and grow. But the announcement that we have right now, and we got to give us announcements. Here we go, some more announcements. That we have Seal Tech Incorporated from Houston, Texas. We finished up that website. They're up and running right now. Everything is good to go with them as it continues and share the opportunities that we're doing here in Houston, as well as with we co-opted with, of course, SES Films here in Houston in reference to the movie Joy Comes in the Morning, which is Mr. Cedric Stokes. And we want to welcome him to our network and jumping aboard with us. In reference to helping and building our communities, there are a lot of great talents, ladies and gentlemen, across the country, but we want to just basically have something for everybody to participate in where they can build and grow their networks as well successfully. And so with that being said, we want to continue on our reach and helping everybody to connect, to grow, to build successful businesses across the country. So here are going to be some tips that we're going to be going into right now in reference to basically how to master the two key parts of your online presence. Of course, this is a question everybody's been asking me as a web designer, as a inbound marketing guru. My goal is to help everybody get the response emails that they have, reference that, and then also to make sure that they have interactive websites where people can go there and fill out information or request to you directly where you get it real time, so that way you don't have to wait days or even weeks when you're out to try to check and see what's going on. But now we have a great system that we put in place that's going to help you in increasing your number of your contacts and clients, but also generate new business. So if you look at choose an email service provider, if you want to do email marketing, it's a great way to really connect and keep in move all of your contacts and your customers and clients all at the same time. Also, you're going to use your ESP form building, basically tools, and basically the lead capturing form on every page of your website. Now, this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. If you use your ESP, which is a form building tool, and place a lead capture form on every page of your website, ladies and gentlemen, you can basically build and connect with everybody on a regular basis. Create an email subscription landing page, a page that describes and promotes your information, your product or service that you're providing, and lists all the benefits of why the viewer will give them your email, will give you their email address. Create a series of emails delivered through your ESP. You got autoresponder functions that provides additional information on downloading in reference to the product or service that you have. And also consider using a pop-up form such as Pity, which is basically for WordPress, if you're doing WordPress sites or blogs, and that you can also basically put together some other smart ways of basically creating your own pop-up form. But many of the ESPs have a tell a friend function that allows readers to easily email you their offers, basically to friends, family, and other social media. Now, in social media marketing, ladies and gentlemen, once you've gotten an email list of active followers, it's time to take a new look on social media. Here are going to be some good 5 ways to view your social media activity as a layer of your entire system. Now, your system, of course, will save yourself time, energy, and money, will keep you in lieu of all the things that you need to do day by day. Now, this is daily, ladies and gentlemen, not just by once a week or once a month or every so often, but this has to be done daily if you're really planning on building a successful network or big business. Move to emails. Of course, emails is still the most effective form of marketing and relationship building. It's a tremendous tool for building the kind of long-term relationships that allow you to convert your prospects into sales. While many have concluded that the same thing cannot be said for social media relationships, you can and should view your connections in these networks as they're gaining a new way of building relationships with each and every contact you have. Now, find your referral champs, basically utilizing applications on your website to build up your referral base, API, or CRM add-ons to your site will definitely keep you in the loop in reference to building that up and keeping you new clients or new ways of building your new markets or getting new potential leads for whatever product or service that you're representing on your website. Understand your customers. So you need to dig deep and really find out what makes your customers tick on all levels. That means knowing what their interests and hobbies are, what restaurants they love, their favorite music or TV show, or how much do they love coaching their son's Little League games or things like that. You might guess where I'm heading with this, but when you look at social media, that's what we all talk about. What are we talking about on social media? A lot of variety of things, topics, situations, problems, you name it. We're talking about it. So those are the things you want to basically do. Understand your customers. Number 4, improve your SEO. Great content isn't great until somebody reads it, of course, share it, and link it and link to it. It's almost like the popular kids in high school, but that's just a reality of inbound marketing today. And when you're doing inbound marketing, which we do here at GT Professional Network Radio or Global Touch Enterprise, we basically want to show the business owners that we design sites for that if you've improved your SEO, your content is king. But you've got to be consistent with the content, and you've got to get people talking about the content that you're attracting and that you're writing. So that way people can build up basically a buzz around the content that you wrote, whether it's on social media, your website, or the directories. You want to keep all of your content the same. So, the last but not least, build your PR muscles. One of my favorite uses of social media layer is the ability to draw closer to the journalists that cover your industry or community. Today's journalist relies on social media as a lifeline to real-time information and as a tool for collecting resources It also makes them much more available through direct communication by targeting key journalists and using social media layers to build a relationship as a resource. You can quickly enhance your overall chances of media coverage by getting you great PR exposure. And what we mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about having killer content and basically sharing information with those journalists in reference to your product or service, what campaigns you're running, what promotions you're running, and as well as what you're doing actively in the community. Guys, it's interesting that a lot of us don't focus on that, but we need to be very keen and strategic when it comes to building a successful network today. And in order to do that, you have to plug into the community where you are, get involved, and make sure that you're posting all the information and things that you guys are doing on a regular, consistent basis. And but this, guys, it has to be done daily. It has to be done consistently. And everybody must understand the message that you have behind what you're talking about or what you're promoting. So if you get that down, everything else will fall in place, and everybody will begin to follow you like clockwork to see what's the next step or next thing that you guys got going on in your company and in your organization. For nonprofit organizations, community-based, all we have to do is continue to plug in to what's going on social media, what's going on in the news, and as well as plugging into the communities where you are. This is a great way to keep track of everything that you're doing on a regular, consistent basis. And guys, again, utilizing that win formula, what's important now, is always going to be a key topic in building your relationships successfully. So with that being said, this is going to give us an opportunity to really connect with everybody and anybody who's willing to continue to grow as you grow. And guys, to me, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. So if you look at growth today, that's God rewarding our work. We want to keep in mind exactly what our mission is, our message, and what we're here to do in the community today. So let's plug in, let's grow it, let's build it up, and let's share it with everybody we know, and continue to build your contact list, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have a database for your business or your organization, you're going to be missing out on opportunities for growth. Creating a database will mean that you have contact information, you can build it up on reports, keep track of all of the things that you're doing by the week, by the month, and then you can see what really works with your company and what really don't. That way you can make wise decisions as far as building a successful business, keeping in tune with the customers, keeping them on track on what your goals are, and as well as helping them reach their goals and whatever they're looking for in the marketplace. Guys, remember, you guys are partnered in with the marketplace. The marketplace is huge, and there's many industries, guys, that we all are involved in or tapped into. Your goal is to find the one that's best for you, making sure you understand the industry, understand your market, and making sure that you know what makes your customers tick, what gets them buying when you know they don't have the information, all the detailed information they need to make a rash decision or a immediate decision. So you want to make sure that you have everything in your content locked down and loaded so that way everybody will see it, they'll make the decision right then and there, and guess what? You're going to be growing a successful business today. So with that, guys, I'm really excited for the opportunities that we have here today in this year, 2015, as we celebrate, of course, my sister's birthday, Yolanda Peterson. Happy birthday. And we're going to be celebrating a lot of different opportunities of growth with companies and small businesses and organizations. So my suggestion to everybody that's tuning in and listening to this show today is to make sure that you tune in with your local nonprofit organization, your chamber of commerce, church, as well as other local businesses in the area where you do business, so that way you can kind of let them know exactly what your mission is, what your vision is, and what you're here to do in the community. Once that gets known and we get that exposure out, guess what? Now everybody will begin to understand and connect with you on a regular basis. And also, too, don't forget the PSAs that you need to write and submit to your local radio station, as well as your TV networks, which is a public service announcement that you can present and give to them in reference to your business or organization. So that's another tip that we want to make sure we do this year. And as we continue to close out, as we close out this month of February, moving into the month of March, we're talking about March Madness, we want to continue to grow a successful network, building a business, and continue to stay focused on our growth mode. Growth mode is, again, where we want to continue to help and assist each other, no matter where we are in this country or around the world. We want to make sure we're doing our part to helping someone reach down, lift them up, put them up, and let's continue to walk forward and keep it forward each and every day as we continue to build and grow. So I'm real excited for everybody. And, guys, if you have any questions in reference to your website, in reference to marketing, in reference to doing advertising, or on just having the documentation that you need to build your business, you can tune with us by tuning in, going to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And as we continue on for Freedom Friday, we want to make sure that we share opportunities of growth with everybody that tunes in each and every week onto this show. So I'm really excited for everybody. I'm really excited for the entrepreneurs that have decided to make the decision to step out and start their own businesses, as well as no longer working for anyone else to fulfill whatever dreams they have. Of course, that's not what it's meant for. It's just to continue to do what you do day by day as far as covering your expenses, but your goal and your dream is totally two separate. But you want to make sure you step out and do the right thing, do your due diligence, and as well as your research before you make that leap, and make sure that when you do that, you don't hesitate and you just get on the ground running and keeping up with everything that's going on in the marketplace today. What drives you? What motivates you? What keeps you in the now? What keeps you positive? And what keeps you straight in the narrow to continue moving forward? Well, if you have the answer to that and you know exactly what that is, I commend everyone. Continue on that path. Do not deviate and continue to learn as you earn. And again, guys, it's all about that in the network. It's all about learning and earning, and as well as making sure that you're doing everything you can do to build a successful network today. So I'm excited for everybody, and as we continue to blast it off and do what we have to do each and every day, we make sure that we continue to be true and consistent and persistent with our growth. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a real pleasure talking with you all in reference to how can we continue to master the two key parts of your online presence, making sure that you have key content, interactive website, that you're on social media with the same content, and that you have also in the directories that your information is consistent, making sure that people can leave information in reference to any opportunities you're sharing, any updates that you're giving, and any promotions that you're running in your company. Guys, it has to be done on an eventful level, and if you're not set up or scheduled any events this month, don't worry. You can always do it starting the new month, March. We want to make sure March Madness, we want to do all that we can in marketing and growing and in educating others in reference to what it is we do. And as long as we stay focused on that, it'll help us, build us up, and keep us in tune with everything that we're doing each and every day. And, of course, I'm always a busy guy, so I can always share this with you. As we continue to move on to other levels, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to this GT Professional Radio as we continue to share new tools and tips. We're going to have a special guest next week in reference to that as we close out the month of February. And it's going to be a great opportunity as we continue to see how the market is moving and how entrepreneurs today that started business or have been in business for a while, how they're really moving in the marketplace today. It's all about the small business movement that I'm looking at right now that's really phenomenal to me, because these are everyday people who used to work for other people that now they have their own thing and they're doing their own thing, and it's a really great opportunity to be on a creative level to help them and assist them on levels where they can continue to build and grow as they continue to reach their goals. Everybody has a goal. Everybody has an idea in mind. But the thing is, who are you connected to? Who are you linked up with? and who can you are who's with you right now that can assist and help you get to the next level? Do you have a mentor? Do you have a coach? Do you have somebody in line that you want to that you can go to that can assist you in giving you the advice that you need to move on to the next level? Guys, that's what it's all about. I'm really thankful for the mentors that I have, the people that I have in my life that really has been assistant to me, as well as, of course, my girlfriend, Regina Thomas. I'm excited with her and happy for what all she's given me as well. So it's just really continuing on with the growth opportunities that we're looking at each and every day, guys. It's all about growth. Remember that well. The more we grow, the more we know. The more we understand, and the more we can continue on our mission as we walk day by day. So with that, I want to say it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And I will see you guys at the top. Keep building, and as always, keep building your dreams.